Be warned, there is a swear word coming up, but that's the whole point. Here's what Gerry Adams, the leader of Sinn Féin, said last night while attacking unionists.
For a period there, when I spent most of my working week in Scotland, but when I was back in Belfast, I had meetings like this, it was universal, people saying, what's the point? What's the point? And they weren't blaming Sinn Féin. In fact, they were making the point that Sinn Féin were doing our best. What's the point? So the point is to actually break these bastards. That's the point. And what's going to break them is equality. That's what's going to break them. Equality. Who could be afraid of equality? Who could be afraid of treating somebody the way you want to be treated? And that's what we need to keep focused on. And that's the Trojan horse of the entire Republican strategy.
Well, John Dowd from Sinn Féin is with us this morning. Is every unionist listening to this programme this morning, John O'Dowd, a bastard?
No, they are not. And Gerry Adams did not indicate that or suggest that during it last night. He certainly shouldn't have used the term, the B word, and he's since apologised in a tweet for using the B word. The context of all this is vitally important. He was responding to questions during a debate as to how we call out or challenge bigotry within unionism. And he was responding to a series of questions around that issue. Now, bigotry needs to be called out, it needs to be challenged, and it needs to be smashed. And that's bigotry, whether it's in unionism, nationalism, or those who would operate under the flag of republicanism.
He wasn't talking about nationalists, though, was he? He was talking about unionists, John. So spell it out. Let's be specific. Who exactly was he talking about?
Those who would promote a bigoted agenda. Those who would exercise discrimination against their fellow citizens. And the guy said during his commentary there, that to treat people the way you would expect yourself to be treated. That's what equality is about. That's what fairness is about. And that's what bigotry prevents our society from doing.
So it's not the case, John, that the mask slipped last night and we found out what Sinn Féin actually feel, how they feel about all unionists in this country. It's not the case that the mask slipped and now this is spinning out of it, labelling it as actually going against bigotry when actually that's how Sinn Féin want to actually break, even that term. What does it mean? Breaking these bees. What does that mean?
This story broke as a result of a tweet from Rodney Edwards, the journalist and the impartial reporter.
Who recorded the audio?
Yes, I recorded the audio. And in his tweet, he indicates that Gerry Adams was responding to a question about bigotry. So, and I don't know, maybe not because of the size of the hall, if the original questions were recorded, and they could be then broadcast, and the entire commentary of Gerry Adams is then put into the context. Because I have listened to some of the reporting this morning, and even some of the news reporting is saying that Gerry Adams was referring to unionists or unionism. He wasn't. He was challenging bigotry within unionism. That's what he was doing. He shouldn't have used the B word, and he said that himself in a tweet. This breaking issue, which you referred to me, but breaking...
When he said,
break,
John...
Let's break bigots. Because I have no difficulty in repeating that term. Let's break bigots.
But that's not what he said, of course. What this story comes down to this, John, and you know this. It comes down to whether the mask slipped, and that was a private meeting last night, and that's the inner...
It wasn't a private meeting, it was a public meeting.
Well, a public meeting that certainly Gerry Adams didn't...
With a journalist in attendance.
Did he know he was being... Did he know he was being recorded?
Well, I always take it from a point of view. See, when you walk into a public meeting... In the era of mobile phones and digital technology, I'm being recorded.
So I'll take your point on that. Fair enough, I'll move on from that. No problem. Here's the point, and you know this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
There will be some people wondering whether actually what this is now this morning, damage limitation, and that now we see Sinn Féin's real attitude towards unionism. That's what people have to make their minds up about.
Yeah.
Was he just talking about bigots, homophobes, and racists, or was he talking about the unionist community? That's the story.
That's the story. And that's the debate that needs to be had, and I think that's why it's vitally important. If the recording of the questions that were being put to the panel are available, they should be broadcast. The context in which this statement was made and the original tweet from Rodney Edwards all put it in the context of as I've outlined to you. But Gerry Adams was responding to questions in around our working relationship with the DUP, bigotry within unionism, and Jerry responded to the element around bigotry. And he shouldn't have used the B word.
Okay.
But in terms of breaking bigotry and bigots, yeah, I'm fully supportive of that.
Okay, so he was talking about unionism, in other words, the DUP specifically.
No, he was talking about elements within the DUP.
Okay. So describing colleagues, political colleagues, partners in government as bees.
Well, and again, I say, and Jerry has said this himself, and he's tweeted, he should not have used that term. There's no, we're not contesting that. Jerry's saying, I'm saying, he shouldn't have used that term.
It's a massive own goal for Sinn Féin, Jerry. All the attention was on what Gregory Campbell had said, and how Gregory Campbell, you know, Sinn Féin and your supporters were saying that look at the level of disrespect coming from the DUP. And now, who is it? Is it a junior member of your party now turning the heat on Sinn Féin? No, it's your leader.
Well,
and this will fuel the fire for those who have been saying over recent months, if not years, Adams is a liability to your party.
Well, the conversation continues, or the topic of yesterday continues. And the topic of yesterday was this: bigotry, discrimination, inequality, lack of respect. That conversation continues. And Jerry Adams last night was calling that out. He was saying that the only way to break these people, to smash these people, and when I use the term people, I'm talking about bigots, was to use equality. Now, that is a challenge to us all. He shouldn't have said he shouldn't have used the term B, but the breaking of bigotry and the breaking of bigots is a challenge for all political leaders.
If that's true, John, why would it be a Trojan horse? Because you see, the whole element of a Trojan horse, of course, is that it's hidden. So why wouldn't you want to publicly smash, break, use whatever word you want, bigotry, racism, homophobia?
Yeah.
Why would it be Sinn Féin's hidden policy?
Well, it's not a hidden policy. And the analogy with Jerry used can be interpreted in many different ways. I would look at it like this.
Trojan horse is deceit. It's a trick.
The Trojan horse got behind the walls of defence. Now, in this case, the walls of defence...
By using deceit.
The walls of defence are these. Those people who are well-resourced, who are determined to ensure that equality does not succeed, are determined to ensure that change in our society does not succeed, and are determined to continue use a bigoted agenda. Now, that's what the Trojan horse in this context means, but the equality agenda...
Sorry, no, but just to help me, because people will pore over these words this morning.
Yeah,
why does Sinn Féin need to be deceitful when tackling homophobia, racism, or bigotry?
That's your interpretation of it, Stephen. It's not my interpretation.
What is your interpretation of Trojan horse?
I've given you my interpretation.
Help me again. Why is a Trojan horse the right
term?
It
was a method to get behind the walls of defence. And the defensive walls in this story were unbreachable. So people use another method. Now, we can pour over these words all morning. And what did Jerry mean? What do you mean to that? And is it deceitful? How can it be deceitful? It's not as if Sinn Féin are behind the door in terms of the equality agenda. We have it's one of our slogans. We have debated it many times, but it's a central party policy. It's key to what we do. We have taken at times very unpopular positions because of our equality agenda, and we have stood up and we have defended them on your show and on other shows. So it's not a secret. So you have to put the context of the Trojan horse in that.
You see, John, he wasn't saying he was going to break attitudes. He wasn't saying he was going to break walls. He was saying he's going to break people, John.
No. And you see, we're slipping back into this.
Well, bees are people. Bees are people. Break the bees.
Bigots are people, yes. There's no doubt about that.
So he was saying he's going to break people. Break them.
Bigotry is delivered by people. It is managed by people, it is administered by people, it is promoted by people. Now, we're not talking about physically breaking them, but breaking their control, breaking their grip on our society, and breaking that attitude is the duty, in my opinion, of all political leaders.
Are you angry with Jerry?
No, I'm not angry with Jerry. Why would I be angry with Jerry?
Are you allowed to criticise him? I don't even know if you're allowed to.
Of course I'm allowed to criticise him. And of course, trust me, if you've ever been at a Sinn Féin meeting, there's always lively, heated debate, and it's encouraged. And if you know me, you know I'll not be behind the wall involving myself.
Well, let's put that to the test. Are you prepared to condemn his remarks in this programme this morning?
Condemn what remarks?
The use of the term breaking the bees.
He shouldn't have used the word bee. Jerry has said he shouldn't have used the word bee. But is it on the level of condemnation? No, it isn't. Because the context in which it is being used doesn't bring it into that level of condemnation. He shouldn't have used it. It was a unscripted remark, an off-the-comment remark. I have at times said comments during a debate that afterwards I'd say I shouldn't have used that term. I'm sure you have used comments during debate, but you say to yourself afterwards, I shouldn't have used that term.
But John, here's...
let me just finish this point. The context in which this is being displayed by some is that Jerry has launched a foul-mouthed attack on the unionist community, and nothing could be farther from the truth.
Right, but what he has done is given us an insight, at best, into how he views some elements of the DUP. Well, those elements of the DUP who are your partners in government, who you're currently in talks with, John. So the leader of Sinn Féin sees some of these people that he's having to deal with, that your party's having to deal with.
Well, it's hardly surprising given that some of those people who we are in talks with are using our negotiating position as toilet paper. It's hardly surprising with some of those people we're involved in have used language and critique of the Irish language in recent days in the context of what they've done. It's hardly surprising when we hear the homophobic comments from some within that broader background. So it's hardly surprising that strong challenges can be made in the absence of the B word.
Gregory Campbell is one of the men who, of course, has been at the heart of the news agenda because it was him who said toilet paper. He's with us this morning. I guess you're going to tell me you're offended by this, Gregory, are you?
Well, I don't know if I could describe myself as being offended, but, we've just listened to the best part of 15 minutes of dancing on the head of a pin. The evidence was there for all to hear, how Gerry Adams described the unionist community, and John O'Dowd can try and rearrange the deck chairs, but, you know...
Where's your evidence he was talking about the whole community?
Well, whenever you look at what he said and how he described unionism per se... Now, if he wanted to say and make the phrase and use the analogy, the swear word, about specific individuals, then he should be man enough to say that. He should be man enough to say that.
He was man enough to issue an apology, which is more than what you've done.
Yeah, because I didn't do anything wrong, as I've said to you repeatedly. But he said what he has said, and he talks about breaking people. Now, that demands a response. But let's come to that in a moment or two. John O'Dowd's on this morning trying to defend Gerry Adams. I know it's not Gerry Adams on trying to defend Gerry Adams. But John O'Dowd was on your programme yesterday morning. And John O'Dowd made a number of comments, one of which was, I'm sure you'll be able to get the clip, where he said something, and I haven't got the verbatim quote here, but it was something like, if any member of Sinn Féin had said the equivalent about unionism as Gregory Campbell has about nationalism, we wouldn't even be waiting for an apology or a resignation. We'd be kicked out. He said something like that. Now,
John, you can talk to Gregory directly about this. You can respond to this. Go ahead.
Is that what you said yesterday morning or not?
Sorry.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Well, I did make a comment yesterday, and I stand by those comments, that if we were to make
remarks... When are you resigning, then?
If we were to making remarks similar to what Gregory had made about anyone's culture, then we would... Now, is Gregory suggesting that bigotry is a culture? Because that's what Jerry, that's what Jerry Adams is challenging.
Dancing in the head of a pin again. You said yesterday that you would be out the door. You wouldn't even get a chance to resign. You would be kicked out immediately. Does that mean then that Jerry Adams is toast today? Is that what that means?
Well, you see, your words that you used are scripted and televised.
All right.
Jerry Adams'
words. Say it then. He didn't mean to say it.
He shouldn't have used the B word. What was he talking about then?
Who was he talking about that are the Bs that he's trying to break? Who are they?
Right, let me finish the sentence and then the conversation might be helpful. The Bs to which he was referring to is the worst type of B, a bigot. Those bigots that promote anti-Irish language sentiment, those bigots who promote promote sectarianism, those bigots who promote homophobia, those bigots who promote racism. Now, I believe, not physically, but those people need to be broken. Their control on politics needs to be broken. Their control on any agenda needs to be broken. And we need to have a new beginning in this society through equality. That's the bees he was talking about.
So I take it then that John O'Dowd, you're not prepared to name who these people are that have to be broken. You're not prepared to name who they are. Because you see, what this is about is, and Stephen, you used the phrase that the mask had slipped, and I used it last night to the Belfast Telegraph. And the mask has slipped because the key word isn't so much just the B word, the swear word, but the key word is break. This is what Sinn Féin are about, trying to break us. Now, John O'Dowd, Jerry Adams, and whoever else likes to stand up to the mark, but they will not break something that's unbreakable. Now, you need John O'Dowd to get this message. You have been trying, and your movement has been trying for 30 years to break our community. And you feel then, and you'll feel now. No matter what swear words you use, and no matter what you try to do to try and break our will and our commitment, you won't do it. Now, the sooner you wake up to that, the sooner we can all make progress. Because out there, listening to this program, and watching and listening to the swear words, people will be saying, why can we not get down to the nitty-gritty, to the stuff that needs to be resolved?
Respect for their negotiating position that you say that it is written on toilet paper. You describe it as toilet paper. You describe their negotiating position as something that, in other words, you would wipe your backside with. That's why we maybe can't get down to the nitty-gritty, Gregory Campbell.
And Stephen, the reason for doing that...
So that was really mature, wasn't it? That was really clever politics, grabbing the headlines like that.
Whenever you look at the length and the type of demands and wish lists that Sinn Féin have on the talks table, you say to yourself, are these people for real?
Well, do you?
Are they realistic?
Well, do you? Or actually, Gregory, is what you're being paid for not to go in there on behalf of the people you represent and try to find compromise with your political colleagues and try to treat them with so much respect that you can actually get to a position where you all find agreement on behalf of the people in this country who cannot feed their children, cannot clothe their children, on behalf of the working class people in this country who maybe aren't getting as good an education as those that can afford private education, on behalf of the people in this country that can't get private medical care and are sitting on a waiting list in hospital waiting lists, while you up the ante over language. Maybe you should have found an environment and created one where actually you can find a way through with Sinn Féin.
Well, Stephen, what we've been trying to do for weeks and months is address the issues, some of which you've alluded to. That's what we've been trying to do. And the response from Sinn Féin is to put in a wish list, a whole series of things that are totally unrealisable, never will be achieved. Why do they put them in? Do they put them in because they want to demonstrate that some way they are going to present themselves as some sort of United Ireland party that are going to put a series of agendas on the table that can never be realised, but will ensure that the talks process will grind into the dust. Is that why they were doing that? You know, if I've done anything to expose that mentality, so be it. But Stephen, let's not get off the agenda here. Let's not get off this. I understand from yesterday morning, because I was speaking to the police about a threat on my life, that there was a litany of people queuing up to take pot shots at me yesterday morning. And now Gerry Adams stands in the dock. I have no difficulty defending and saying that what I did was right, and what I did was to draw attention to unreasonable and completely untenable attitudes. Now Gerry Adams steps forward and calls the unionist community a swear word and tells us that he's going to break it.
That's not true. The difference between Gerry Adams and Gregory Campbell is exposed clearly in this interview. Because when Gerry Adams has realised he has made a mistake or he said something wrong, he steps up to the mark and says he has made a mistake and done something wrong.
Does that mean he's not going to break us then?
Gregory Campbell fails to even understand or grasp the insult he has levelled against Irish language speakers, and he fails to understand the level of damage he has done to the talks process by speaking on behalf of his party by referring to the Sinn Féin negotiating position as toilet paper. He can't even grasp it, so closed is his mind to his own self-righteousness. Now, let me turn to the point of breaking the unionist community. Gerry Adams did not say that. He did not say that. And I am involved, and Gerry Adams is involved, in a political process which is designed to build a working relationship with the elected representatives of the unionist community. That was produced through the Good Friday Agreement, which Gregory Campbell and his political party was opposed to. It was copper-fastened through series of negotiations, which significant parts of have not been delivered because Gregory Campbell and his political party refused to live up to the agreements which they have made. Now, if we had followed Gregory Campbell's agenda and those opposed to the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process, we would be still mired in conflict. But thankfully, we had leaders like Gerry Adams who rose above it, who showed leadership and led from the front, and we got ourselves out of that.
It's hardly shown leadership last night, was it?
This agenda we're involved in is not about breaking anybody. It's about treating people, as Gerry said, by treating people as you would have them treat you.
Yeah, but he used the words, John. There will be people that will be arguing, John O'Dowd, this morning, and you know this. There will be people even on your side who will be arguing this morning. The very fact that you're having to come on and make sure that Gerry Adams' words were not misinterpreted, in your view, shows you how much of a liability he is. The whole point of having a leader is that they are clear in their language, that they don't get you into trouble, that they don't get you into... It should be him digging other people, more junior members of Sinn Féin, out of holes. Here you are doing it this morning on his behalf.
Stephen, I appear...
By the way, where is he? Is he in a bunker somewhere? Where is he?
No, hold on. I appear in your show at least once a week.
Yeah.
For my sins.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I have debated many, many different topics with you. This is not about me being on defending Gerry Adams. I am on as a Sinn Féin spokesperson, engaging in a debate about a topic of the day. Gerry Adams is not in a bunker. Gerry Adams will be out and about today, and he'll be open to media interviews. There'll be no difficulty in that. Gerry Adams, within hours of the issue being broadcast and being brought to his attention, apologised for the use of the B word. So he's not hiding, he's not in a bunker, and he's not a liability. He is a political leader with vision, a political leader who leads from the front, and a political leader who's prepared not only to challenge his own party in terms of the need to move forward, but he's prepared to challenge other parties about it. So let's move away from this nonsense around what Gerry Adams is or isn't. Gerry Adams is the leader. He will continue to be the leader, and I am glad that he will continue to be the leader. In terms of what we're talking about now, let's not misinterpret what has been said. That's not presented at a different angle. If you have a problem with what Gerry Adams is saying, say it. Not what you think he said or what the approach that has been brought to it by somebody else who said what he has said, then challenge that. Certainly challenge it. He's open to challenge. Challenge it. But not what Gregory Campbell wants your listeners to believe what he said.